We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think the team that they were building here and also getting an opportunity to play in front of these fans, because I played in front of these fans a few times when I was in Carolina and also in New York, and they're a pretty rowdy bunch, so I feel like it'd be pretty fun.
Oh,
where's Bradbury from? Texas?
Where's
he from?
I was actually just looking at him a little bit. Yeah, it's always nice when you talk about the fans, so we appreciate that. James Bradbury.
Alabama. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So a bunch of years with the Panthers, 4 years with the Panthers, two with the Giants. So, yeah, so being that it feels like the Eagles played the Panthers every year during that time that he was with the Panthers. So he spoke today. A bunch of the players spoke today. Jonathan Gannett spoke today as well, Jack Fritz.
He did. He didn't have any.
No sound effects?
No drops. Just old JG.
Oh, JG.
Which isn't very good.
Also didn't say he has a scheme or anything, but whatever.
Were they asking him about having a 3-4? And
oh, it was a lot of scheme talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know everybody wants to confirm that he's running a 3-4 now. I mean, the funny thing is I don't know how long the Eagles have just played this charades of that's not what they're doing. I don't even know the benefit of it. Maybe it's not a technical 3-4. I don't know.
Right.
There's a lot of hybrid defenses, but you just need to realize people just want to know what to classify the defense
figure
as.
Figure it out, man.
That's all. But it is the spring. It's not a big deal.
Right.
Take the cue from Bill Belichick. We want me to call OTA plays?
Yeah.
Because they ask him who's calling plays. Like, what do you mean calling plays?
There's a lot of X's and O's questions from McClain today.
I mean, I think that they just want to, because there's no offensive coordinator in the building. Yeah, so they're asking him.
Yeah,
like,
but his point is that nobody's calling plays right now.
No, I know. They have time to figure it out.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay. All right, it's different than what the other 31 teams are doing in the NFL where they –
Would you expect it to be anything?
No,
Bill Belichick. Would you expect anything differently?
No, he personally likes to have that type of back and forth. I'm not telling you anything with the media. That's just what he's always done. All right, our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309. Shop the home team with amazing selection of graduation presents. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And Jalen Hurts is the quarterback is always going to be a topic here in Philadelphia, Ike. And I think for the most part, people really personally like. I like Jalen Hurts a lot.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, I just like if I'm being truthful, I can't buy into him. And if I can't buy into him, I can't buy into the Eagles. Like for real, I've seen wild card teams. There's been plenty of wild card teams, and even they're like winning the division. All right, now you're talking about winning the division, but winning 9 games and going to the playoffs and losing, like I don't care about that. Jimmy Garoppolo he game manages the 49ers. And gets them to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, and they can't wait to get rid of him. And they draft Trey Lance.
Well, that could be a mistake, though.
Could be. But
Go ahead.
No, but they also realize he can only do so much.
Yeah.
Right? So even though they made a Super Bowl, how many throws did he have in that NFC Championship game before going to the Super Bowl? Like 8 or something like that?
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's a winner. Jalen Hurts is a winner. Jimmy Garoppolo is a winner. But like, being a winner and being a Super Bowl winning quarterback is a lot different.
I agree.
What's the main reason you believe so much in the Eagles heading into the season? The quarterback, the roster, the schedule, the coaching staff?
I would go with the roster.
Yeah, it's the
roster. That's what I would go with.
It's the roster or the schedule. I'm going to click schedule. Roster, 73%. All right.
Yeah.
Jack, what would you say? Roster?
Yeah, I think it's a great roster. The schedule thing – you know, I think it'll play itself out.
Yes.
Like last year, the quarterbacks, like Garrett Gilbert, Jake Fromm, like we won't see that again, I don't think.
Right. I think that's what people forget, the level of quarterbacks we saw. None of those guys are on our schedule, even if you don't believe in the guys. Like, to me, going to Detroit and taking on Jared Goff still is the better quarterback in the quarterback matchup.
Yeah.
He just is. He's had more success at this level than Jalen Hurts has.
All right, and Fromm's not an NFL quarterback, and who's the guy they brought off the street in Washington? What's
Garrett
his name?
Gilbert.
Yeah, Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah, I mean, you
I kept calling him Gilbert Godfrey the whole game. The whole
rest
time.
In peace, by
so,
the way.
So, I mean, if you go through it, like, right now. The Lions game, they don't have the advantage, if you want to put it that way. The Vikings game, they don't have the advantage.
Right.
The Washington game.
So, in how many games, and how many games do we think? Before, and then we'll look at it. How many games do we think that they have the quarterback advantage?
Giants,
yes.
The first 7 weeks, they don't.
Okay.
No, I mean, like.
I trust you.
Jaguars, no. Cardinals.
Hold up.
He's the number one overall pick with Doug. In fact, you're discounting Doug's work on that offense down there?
I'm not so.
Do I have to?
I'm not the smartest guy.
All right, Jack.
It's actually a really interesting
right now on X team. I would take Jalen Hurts to win a game over Trevor Lawrence.
If Trevor Lawrence is starting for the Eagles this year, we would be talking about Super Bowl.
No, we would not.
No, but there's clearly
your leap. Are you kidding me?
No, but Jack, there's clearly an upside that you see with other quarterbacks, not named Jalen Hurts.
I agree. That's clearly a higher upside to Trevor Lawrence than it is Jalen Hurts.
Yes,
I agree with that.
That doesn't mean that he's going to come in here and and outperform Jalen Hurts.
But there's more room to grow. I agree with that.
Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Dak. No.
Yep.
Yes on the Steelers, Jack. Come on, give me a break.
Come on, Jack.
That was my cutoff.
Oh, okay, the Steelers.
I don't even know who that quarterback
Mason
is.
Mason
It's Trubisky or Trubisky, two gloves.
Trubisky or two gloves. Yeah, hell no, man.
Gotta stop disrespecting two gloves. He's still in the area. Is that Sixers playoff games? Like, could be listening.
Well, get to the western part of the state, man. Get over there where your squad is at.
Texans?
Davis Mills? Nah.
I don't know.
Got some believers.
It's a lot of people that were saying Davis Mills would have been the first quarterback taken this year after his rookie year, Ike. Carson Wentz?
I still say Wentz is the better quarterback.
All right.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Matt Ryan, I would take, even though I don't think Matt. Yeah, but like he's a game manager who's not going to make the same mistakes, and I think he's steadier throwing the ball.
Although Matt Ryan last year.
He's been bad.
Jalen did beat him last year.
He did.
All right.
I might go with Jalen.
That Colts roster is way better than the Falcons roster last year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Nick Foles will be starting by week 10, week 12.
And that matchup will kill Jillian.
Better coaching.
Do we play the Colts this year?
Yeah.
Indy. Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Can Nick Foles be starting by then?
Come on, Frank, throw us a bone, kid.
You know how excited Sirianni's going to be returning to Indianapolis?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the Sirianni return game.
And drooling and growling and barking.
We're going to have to queue up some indie sports radio that week.
Okay. I forgot about that. All right. Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
It really pops out and it grows.
Yeah, that's Nick Sirianni's going to be,
Oh.
The Sirianni
Bowl? Yeah.
Imagine his quotes about Reich heading into that
right.
week.
Right, ought to be a love fest for sure.
So does he just fold and lose the game because it's like
I hope not.
You know what I mean? He goes in there like, oh, Frank.
He's too much paying homage, yeah.
Yeah, like Sean McVay and Belichick that won Super Bowl. Ryan Tannehill is Tannehill.
Yeah, I'll take Jalen.
Really?
Yeah.
And yeah,
I've seen Ryan Tannehill's ceiling. He is what he is when he threw that interception against the Bengals on a game-winning drive in the playoffs.
No, I agree.
That's why they don't want him throwing the ball.
I agree that like, I wouldn't want him as my quarterback, but he doesn't have the matchup advantage over Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he does.
I do.
Daniel Jones, I'll take him.
Reluctantly, it sounds like.
I'll take Jalen Hurts over Jones.
That's what I'm. Thank you.
Justin Fields, I'll take Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Dak, no again. Saints. I want to see what Jameis looks like before I'm willing to say it.
Eat a W? No, I'm taking Jalen Hurts.
I don't know, man.
I'm taking Jalen.
I don't know.
So they had the advantage in
a couple.
Four.
The Giants and the Bears.
The Giants and the Bears. And I'll even Steelers. Say the Jags and the Steelers.
The Steelers in there.
Yeah, yeah. You're not taking. I would take Lawrence over Hurts.
Yeah.
For one game?
Well, I'm just saying.
215-592-9494.
People said he was in his rookie year last year. It really wasn't his rookie year. It was really Trevor Lawrence's rookie year.
That was his actual rookie year.
Yes.
With a maniac as a head coach.
Right. Kicking the kicker. And
the chaos that he was creating. Oh,
grabbing on college students. And
holy cow. All right.
That still might be the most unbelievable thing that happened last year is Urban Meyer at that college bar.
College bar.
Groping up teenagers. Groping, not teenagers. Well, they could have been teenagers. College students. Put it that way.
Yeah, the best case 21
yes,
or 22.
Right, yes, college, and he's married.
Left his team to stay.
Oh,
to
yeah,
do
forgot
that.
About that small
yeah,
detail.
Yeah. After
yeah.
a loss, they were winless. Like, yeah, you go back to Jacksonville. I'm going to go to a college bar and grab some booty.
Oh, God.
That's what he was doing. Lance in Collindale. Lance, how are you?
What the hell did that come Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Lance?
What's
how
up,
are you?
Lance?
Going on, man. I listen to you guys every day. I never actually called in to talk on y'all show, but I listen every day.
Nice to talk to you.
What prompted you to call up today?
Man, I hear you guys talking. Y'all saying that he might win one game in the playoffs. I'm telling you now, we got a way better defense than we've had in years, right? Jalen Hurts isn't a problem. He got his best friend with him. I know if I'm never out there with my best friend on the basketball court, he's going to bring the best out of me, okay? The best out of me, okay? Mm-hmm. Same thing with them. They've been playing together for years. Best friends, okay? Mm-hmm. Godfather and all that to his daughter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the running game. We got to get another safety. I got that. But now we didn't address a lot of stuff, offense, defense. We need to get that running game secure. If we don't get that running game, Jalen Hurts, he got to keep doing the same thing he did last year, running in for all those touchdowns and not giving the ball to Miles Sanders. Jalen Hurts isn't the
running
problem.
Game.
You want to get redder? Yeah, what you got on running? What you got on running back?
You need
who
to improve
got?
The passing game.
We got two of them, the best.
No, I know, but the running game, I agree there wasn't a star running back, but they, by committee, were running the ball pretty well last year, right?
I understand, but what I'm saying is this year, Miles Sanders got hurt too much. We have nobody on our running game that you can literally say is going to ring bells as a name. Defense, we got names. Offense, you pick up somebody, we got names. Who we got as a running back? Nobody. So
the pass, it's a pass. That's the problem. It's a passing league, though, right? Like, they did fine with the running backs last year.
Come on with the passing. Mark, stop it. The passing league. Last year, everybody got ready to ring Nick Sirianni's neck out because it wasn't about passing. We wanted to run the ball. Run the ball.
No, because they couldn't pass the ball. They couldn't pass the ball. They could run the ball. Right?
So you're telling me? So wait. So you're telling me that we're going to throw the ball all the time now and don't worry about the passing? The running game? Come on. We got to have
that's the hope, and that's the Eagles' hope, too. You think the Eagles want to run the ball 60% of the time?
Super Bowl. Get somebody good Super Bowl on a running game. Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now. Because
like who?
Go to Super Bowl 13.
Well, no. Like are you saying you – well, hang on a second. Because either you're saying that you value the running back like a Derrick Henry, or you just want another – because the teams just take running backs. Like, they don't need to draft running backs, a lot of these teams, right? Are you looking for a bonafide?
He's saying doesn't like Miles Sanders as our running back. We need a better running back.
Yeah.
I'm saying when you do that play action, we need somebody that's going to make the defense stop and pause. We don't got nobody like that.
You know
right
what you
now.
Need? You need
that,
a quarterback that can make throws that Jalen Hurts can't make. That's what you need.
Him and his best friend going to work that out. Don't worry about
it. Oh,
now, I'm going to call back week 7 and tell you. I told you they're going to work it out. I'm telling you.
Nah, don't bother. You can call us back.
Okay,
you can call us back anytime.
Come on, Mark. Don't do me like that.
No!
Come on,
I'm saying you can call back all the time, but don't call back after 7 weeks. Look who's on the line. Brandon Graham's on the line. BG.
Man, I'm just listening to all that. You talking about no running game. Man, what is going on here, man? What is going on here, man?
you tell us.
You know, I'm just letting them know, man. That boy Miles Sanders, man, he going to have a great year this year. That boy Boston Scott going to have a great year. So get ready. You know what I'm saying? Like Jalen Hurts. That mm-hmm. boy gonna do his thing because obviously we do got we gonna improve like you said, man, like the passing game, you know, and doing all that. But it's just I had to step in, man. Oh boy, seemed like he ain't no Eagles fan. What's going on?
So what he was doing, Brandon? He was
what's up, BG?
What's up?
Listen, I didn't know how you was coming in, man. You was coming in hot. I see BG on the phone. I'm like, oh Lord, where we going with this one right now? Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, man, you know I had to jump on. I love listening to y'all, so I just wanted to mess with that fan because I know he was like, the running game. I'm like, what? Did you not see in the beginning they would talk about the running game and we got it picked up? But then it's just all about now other guys stepping up. Of course, you know, we improved at the receiver game. Now Jalen got even more weapons. Man, I feel like it's going to be an improved year for everybody. As long as we stay healthy, as long as we continue to keep being, being led by the right people, which we are, you know, Nick is the guy, man. I'm telling you, we got a great staff, man. And I just wanted to jump on and just talk some stuff because our boy was talking stuff. I'm just hyped, man.
It's all good. It's all good. We're honored that you jumped on with us, brother. Always Eagles.
Yeah.
Star defensive end. He don't need any introduction. Brandon Graham joining us right now. BG, let me ask you about Miles Sanders because, you know, one of the things I have admired about you and your career is the your ability to persevere. And you always have a positive attitude. I think you're more about uplifting people around you, your teammates and everything, and encouraging them than you are dwelling on the negative things. But it wasn't necessarily always that way, right? So if your career doesn't necessarily get off to the start that you wanted to, like Miles, I'm sure his career hasn't, and it's a big year for him. Just talk to me a little bit about going into that. He's in the final year of his deal. I don't know if you ever got to that point, but he's in the final year of his deal.
Oh, he did.
And he's been struggling a little bit. Have you had a chance to talk to Miles or about, you know, keeping his – just staying focused, keeping his head straight? What do you think – what type of year are you expecting from Miles this year?
I'm expecting a big one because, like you said, I talked to him. You know, we had a conversation just on where he was last year compared to this year. And I feel like the biggest thing was block that noise out, man, because don't nobody know what you put in every day. I worked out with him during the offseason last year, and, of course – you know, obviously things didn't happen the way I wanted it because I got hurt. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he wasn't as available as he wanted to be. And then when he was, it was just like it was a trust thing. And so I feel like this year coming in, he got a great mindset of just where he's at. He felt like he kind of let it get to him last year because he know what he can do. If you didn't see before what he can do, man, I'm telling you, like, you wasn't watching football, but I know it's just obviously trying to find a good balance to see what your body needs during the season so that you can be available. And, yeah, man, I just told him, like, let God lead and you just do all you can because you can't control injuries. You can't do none of that. But all you can control is your mind and what you bring into it. You know what I'm saying? So don't block out all that clutter. So I just wanted to jump on because I heard old boy talking. I'm like, man, let me go ahead and let him know what Miles Sanders is going to be the guy. Just let you know that.
All right. Well, BG, listen, we're going to have to request a formal interview of you coming up soon. But feel free to call in like a caller whenever you want to. You were at the Eagles Autism Challenge over the weekend, right?
You know what? I didn't get to go to that because the kids had stuff earlier that morning. I had soccer practice and gymnastics, so, you know, I can't miss that. A baby girl just got moved up in gymnastics. So she's like, Daddy, you going to be there? I'm like, you know it, baby. So you know, I wanted to be there. I wanted to do the 10K for the bike ride this year. But, you know, next year, because that's my goal, is to ball out this year, come back next year for another year, and then I'll be there.
No doubt.
Did you hear that our buddy Howard Eskin, did you hear he got in a little crash?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that. He all right?
Well, here's how it sounds. So he called in because he has a show. So he has a show on Saturday morning, but he was doing the autism challenge. So he called Jack. I can't even do it. So he calls in live while he's riding the bike. Here's how it sounds.
I think there are 500 teams.
Yeah,
maybe a little better. And I don't know. Hey, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah, I hope he just dropped the phone.
He didn't, man. He didn't. BG was hurt.
Oh, I got to check him out. I got to
send
call
him a text.
Man.
Yeah, let's call him, man.
He's going to be so mad we just did that to him. Yeah, he's all right, but he was hurt.
Yes.
And he a big boy. He can take it. If he can throw it out there, he sure can take it.
You know, see, BG don't
better be able to throw it and take it.
Yeah, BG don't work with him enough to know. Yeah, he throws enough shots out there. He got to take a few shots, right?
heck, he got to take them shots, boy. That's just like Mayweather. He going to talk his stuff, but you better know when you lose, they going to come at you.
Yep.
And he was already I broke my leg. Remember he was showing us his leg x-rays after because he broke his leg as the sideline reporter?
On the sideline, yep. Yeah. So, you know, I know that had to be even worse because, man, it didn't seem like much was on that sideline. It's just he was just crying because he got leg whipped.
And then he also fell later on after the event was over, too. But he is okay now. So send him your best, BG.
Appreciate you checking in, bro.
Just wanted to send some positive vibes up in there, man. You know, it's a bunch of, like, people hyped for this season. But I needed to hear that little negative from old boy so I can jump on it and do what I do.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right.
Take care.
All right, yes, BG. Sir. Yeah, Brandon calling from Montgomery County on the line. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was and see, I don't think Brandon realizes it was more about trying to prop up Jalen Hurts more than it was about you need to get better running backs. That's the problem with the Eagles. Like, come on, really? We need to get better running backs. This show is actually very positive on Miles Sanders. Even last year when a lot of people started jumping on and being like, oh, no, you can't put him back out there. Leave Boston Scott in as the starter. It's like, no, Miles Sanders is your best running back. You need him a part of the rotation.
Yep.
And he was. All right, back to the phones. We have Greg in Atlanta, Georgia. Greg, how are you? What's up?
Afternoon, guys. How you doing?
What's up? How are you?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, after that, after Brandon being on, I better think about being critical of saying anything.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But you might want to look at Tannehill's has the most fourth quarter and overtime victories over the past 3 years of any quarterback.
Oh, wow.
So those are the type of situations where you want to see Hurts do that. You know, fourth quarter down 4 points. I have every expectation that he will, but he hasn't yet. So that's what's holding all of us back just a little bit.
So you got a little bit of a reservation as well as to so what do you think the Eagles are going to do this year, Greg?
I'm thinking 11.
Okay.
11. You know, give or take one of those games that they could win and or should win versus lose. You know those. The Indianapolis or those those Giants games or whatever, but I'm thinking 11. And here's
playoff win. You got a playoff win or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a playoff win.
Okay.
And I'm thinking division, tough game, Christmas Eve. But that's when we really put the stamp on the Cowboys. But here's my question: remember before the draft and free agency, we had all this draft capital, right? And the conversation we had every day was, do we want to go for the quarterback, the Russell Wilsons? Do we want to put all that draft capital into one position? Mm-hmm. Or do we want to see how the roster fills out? Just like to hear you guys' opinion now that we have names for the positions and how he did with the roster. Remember, we never thought that he'd make good picks for all the picks that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to hear your opinion on, like, now that there's names in those positions, how
are we happy with the roster?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
it's a good question.
No, I think it is a good question. And you want to go?
I would take the quarterback right now over the roster without a doubt. I mean, you gave up a first and a third for AJ Brown. You could have given up another first round draft pick and gotten Russell Wilson. Like, come on, what are we talking about here? You could do a little bit. You couldn't have done everything that you did this offseason, but you could have still done some stuff. You could have still signed Bradbury, right? Like, maybe you couldn't have done one of the signings, but, like, maybe you don't get A.J. Brown, but you get somebody else as a wide receiver, or you get A.J. Brown. I mean, you can kick this can down into the future.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
I'll tell you this. Since it was a sort of an on-the-fly question without going into looking at all the details of it, I like the Eagles roster where it's at right now. But I can't necessarily tell you how much of the roster would have changed from what it is right now if you had added Russell Wilson, right? The picks you still gave up. You still gave up picks, right? You took Jordan Davis. I mean, I don't know if you're telling me would I rather have the top wide receiver in the draft or one of the top three wide receivers in the draft plus Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? You could have easily mixed and matched. I think – What also falls in the Eagles' favor is that they got the number one linebacker in the draft that fell to them in the third round. That's a benefit. Who saw that coming? Most people had him as a first-round draft pick. We know the Eagles don't take linebackers in the first round. So if you're telling me because of the names that are there now versus Russell Wilson, it's hard for me to say I would rather trade A.J. Brown, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and James Bradbury for Russell Wilson. I can't say that. I can't say that.
Would you trade?
Because I would rather have this roster than Russell Wilson without those guys right now.
Is it two ones and a two? Would that get you Russell Wilson? Right? Like
I forget what Seattle. Yeah, I was going to say, I forget what Denver gave up to get him. I'll point this out. Everybody was worried about the contract. Russell ain't got a new contract.
No, you're right.
He's playing under the same contract.
Yeah, but it was two.
As of now, he is.
It was two ones plus. It was players
as
well.
It was two ones, yeah.
Right, so it was players as well. Seattle's not ready to win right now anyway, so I don't know what those players do to him.
They swapped players too, right? They sent Drew Locke and they sent
Noah Fant.
Number nine overall this year, a 2023 first rounder. Two seconds. Yeah. And then Noah Fant, Drew Locke, and Shelby Harris.
And see, they had to give up those players because they didn't have the picks available to them. The Eagles, the one thing the Eagles had, they had multiple picks this year to give up.
So maybe they could have traded like Hargrave instead of having to give up a pick if they
instead of taking Jordan Davis, you trade the Jordan Davis pick. You trade a pick next year because you have first round draft picks next year. You have an extra second next year
And you still keep the A.J. Brown pick.
Right.
Right. So you can still got Russell plus A.J. Brown.
Yeah. You still could have gotten him. You have so many draft picks.
They had enough draft picks. I will agree with that. Yeah. They had enough picks. Listen, I like Russell. So I'm not going to sit here and say, I wouldn't have wanted Russell Wilson. I just know I look at where this roster is right now and – how they seem to be more complete with the roster. Jalen just doesn't become as much of a concern to me. I think there's enough talent around him that he should be able to lift his level of play. And if comparing him to Jimmy Garoppolo seems like a negative, then I don't know what else to say. I wouldn't, out of a hat or out of a lineup, say Jimmy Garoppolo would be the first quarterback I would select if I had the other options available to me, Pat Mahomes, all the other guys.
It's worked for the Niners, though.
But if you're telling me this is all I have to go with and this is the quarterback I have to build around and I get the two NFC championships and a Super Bowl, I don't know how there's something wrong with that. I've seen a lot of strong-arm quarterbacks, very good athletic quarterbacks, not make it to the NFC championship game.
Yep.
So if Jalen can be that guy, and this is where I think Jalen can be like Donovan. Donovan wasn't the best passing quarterback early in his career.
No, not at all.
But he found ways to win.
But he had the arm for sure.
Oh, yeah. It certainly wasn't because of arm talent, yeah.
He was just a winner.
Yeah.
He was. From the second he came in, it was like,
we didn't have any wide receivers either.
Jalen has better wide receiver. 215-592-9494. Mark Sandrice and Hour of Elliott coming up next in studio. Is Hurts holding him back from going all in? Did they make a mistake by even considering bringing Nick Foles back? All that and more with Elliott and your phone calls, so don't go anywhere. The show continues with Elliott next. Mark Sandrice on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about losing some weight with NJ Diet. That's right, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 pounds. NJ Diet's unlike any other diet. It's more of a health transformation rather than a weight loss program. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances, which gets your body into the fat-burning zone so you can lose the weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. Don't wait for your doctor to give you the bad news and then try to figure it out later, right? Stay ahead of your health. And visit NJDiet.com right now. Losing weight can help you overcome many health issues like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, arthritis, depression, and even digestive issues. So what are you waiting for? NJ Diet locations throughout Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or wherever, worldwide with live online video consultations. Visit NJDiet.com or call 855-5-NJ-DIET.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.